Now we're going back to a story we brought you last month out of Wheaton College, an evangelical Christian college in Illinois. Larisha Hawkins, an associate professor of political science there, was placed on leave last month after she decided to wear a headscarf to show solidarity with Muslims at a difficult moment. She posted a note on Facebook saying Christians and Muslims, quote, worship the same God, unquote. School officials said they needed time to decide whether her statement was at odds with the faith perspective required of those who work at the college. Earlier this week, though, we learned that Wheaton College had begun the process of terminating Professor Hawkins, who, by the way, has tenure, and we reached her in Chicago. Welcome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle. It's good to be with you.
How are you reacting to all this?
It's been a whirlwind. One new bit of information is that the hearing has been set for January 23rd. That felt really devastating to receive that news, given that I've committed 9 years of my life to teaching in an institution that I really believe embodies the spirit of the liberal arts in a Christian context.
Are you surprised by all this?
I'm quite surprised, given especially that what I said in my Facebook post very briefly, which was not actually a theological treatise, but rather a statement that I stand in solidarity with women wearing the hijab, as I think Jesus would, as he came to embody what it means to love neighbor and love God and love yourself.
Well, let's go back to the whole question of whether this is a theological issue or not, because I do want to emphasize that the college insists that it's not about wearing the headscarf. It is about a theological or a potential theological difference. In your initial Facebook post, you said, I stand in religious solidarity with Muslims because they, like me, a Christian, are people of the book. And as Pope Francis stated last week, we worship the same God. Now, that has been Catholic doctrine since the Second Vatican Council, but evangelicals, we've consulted a number of them, say that they've believed that there is a real theological difference that is reflected in this statement about the role of Jesus in understanding God. Do you just think they've got it wrong, or they've misinterpreted you?
I do believe Islam and Christianity are, I don't believe, it's just a fact that they're two different religions. And we diverge on questions of salvation, soteriology, how do you get to God, and also on questions of Christology, who is Christ? And so while we diverge on theological particulars, which I fully acknowledge and never stated in my first Facebook post or the follow-up in which I was appealing to unity among Christian believers who I had realized had reacted very vehemently, because the post was not about theology. It was about solidarity, which is a Christian principle.
Well, so why is it that you think that you and the college can't come to agreement on this? What do you think this is about?
It's hard to say. I can't intuit what the administration's how they deem me inconsistent with the statement of faith they have stated, and why when Wheaton College president and provost and an adjunct faculty member in 2007 signed a statement saying exactly what I said, that Muslims and Christians are people of the book, we worship the God of Abraham. Why I've received pushback at multiple turns is difficult.
Why do you want to stay there?
I've spent most of my adult career committed to being a professor, a scholar, and doing so in a Christian context where I can live out my beliefs, but continue to push my students towards rigorous scholarship in this evangelical environment. And so I'm known on campus for challenging people to think outside of the box, and presumably that's why Wheaton wanted me. Presumably, they also wanted me there because I bring a kind of diversity that the campus is sorely lacking.
If it's not a good fit, though, why do you want to stay? I guess really the bigger question is, why is this important?
This is important beyond me. It's a bigger academic freedom question than Wheaton College alone. It's actually not even just a religious institutional question. These questions have been going on about what's permissible on a college campus, right? I'm not the hijab professor. I'm the professor who's trying to teach my students to move beyond theoretical solidarity, you know, sitting on our laurels in the classroom, towards actual embodied politics, embodied solidarity. And that's just not for religionists. That's for all of us.
That was Professor Larisha Hawkins. She's a political science professor at Wheaton College, and she was kind enough to join us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Professor Hawkins, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle. It was an honor and a privilege to speak with you today.
And we would like you to know that we did reach out to Wheaton College for comment, and no one from the college has responded yet.